Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Hey, man, I'm doing great.
I just want to say, go ahead.
No, I'm excited about our audience. I'm excited about all the things that we're getting ready to share in today's program.
Yes.
And we love hearing from you. So always make sure you connect with us as we're excited to be connecting with you.
Yeah, and I just want to say thank you for joining us. You know, thank you for being a part of our community.
Yeah.
And it just means so much to us to hear from you. And on these pertinent topics, it's so important to hear what's going on, because so many things are taking place. On this week's program, we're going to have to hear from somebody that talked about, you know, why our president has to use Twitter, because the mainstream media will not allow truth to come out.
Yeah. Not only that, but let your voice be heard. We have the technology today so that your voice can be heard, and we want to help share your voice. This is our conversation we're having together.
And it's not about any political party. It's not about any particular nation. It's about our God and how He's blessing the earth and what He's done.
No doubt.
And as a matter of fact, this is so interesting, because there's two leaders right here in the economy. They know exactly what's happening in the economy. You know, one is, of course, the CEO for American Express,
Kenneth Chenault.
And also the other is head of BlackRock, right? Investments.
And Larry Fink.
Larry Fink. And so they're being asked, you know, about the economy. And I thought it was pretty interesting, because they were trying to beat around the bush, you know, without saying, actually, since President Trump came in office, the whole globe is doing better. The whole global economy is doing better. Retirement plans, which are 401ks, are up. Everything's up, but they couldn't say that. You know,
it wasn't too long ago that remember we're talking about
bad.
Greece. Remember we're talking about Greece, about literally just being the first domino in the chain of this global meltdown with Europe, and you know, with the Brexit and all that
Senator,
type of stuff.
Senator Rubio, you know, from Florida, said that America will soon be like Greece if we don't do something about it. And guess what? You know, something was done about
it. We did something about it.
Yes, America did something about it, and the world is benefiting. So first, this is Larry Fink. He's the CEO of BlackRock, and he's being interviewed. He's being asked the question, you know, what do you think now that the president's been in? This is a little bit within the first year of his presidency, and these are the people making money now because President Trump is, and his policies are in office. Let's go there now.
Okay, let me ask you a semi-political question. This is Donald Trump earlier this week on Twitter. The reason our stock market is so successful is because of me. Greg Ipp in today's paper says Mr. Trump should be giving thanks, not taking credit. Who's right?
Well, I don't want to. I think that China is right. Japan is right. Europe is right. The private sector of America is right. And the president has given more confidence in some business through some deregulation that's allowed, you know, you're seeing more spending by some companies. And so I would say there are many parts of the world that have created this atmosphere. And I would say the United States is partly contributing to this.
I would say the world's biggest economy and the president.
Some regulation? Some?
We're going to be the number one producer, John.
Yeah.
This year, reports are, we'll be the number one producer of oil in the world.
That's unheard of.
And it's coming out of Texas. Most of it's coming
out
of Texas.
That's so amazing. That's a blessing.
It is. And it's been there all along. We've been using other people's resources in their country. This is important, because we're no longer will be held captive by what's happening in the Middle East.
That's right.
We can make authentic decisions. And one of the things about the Middle East, I think about Israel. You know, Israel is going to be totally independent from any need of any nation, including America, really soon.
Yeah.
Because they're finding resources. They're moving over to, I believe, natural gas.
Plus they also found oil under the Golan Heights.
And that's why you're looking at Russia coming in from up in Syria, the northern parts of Israel.
Careful.
Yes, it's not going to happen. So you're looking at, this is an investor, you know, that he's trying to beat around the bush. China's not doing good. America's not doing good. China is a communist nation that actually basically will kill your third child if you have a child. For a long time, they would kill the second child, because they only let you have one for a season. But then this is the whole country's like this. But if they said, okay, we're going to start letting everybody have two children. Well, let you have two children, which means if you have the third children, some of the reports are, and we've seen some of the video, they take the child And not every case. They take the child and put the child underwater to kill the child right there at the place of birth.
Those are the people they kill, but the ones that are alive, I've seen, you know, on videos and presentations of the factory workers. It's a compound. It's a complex. Yeah. I mean, it's a way of life. And these people, the Chinese citizens, they're working like crazy to produce things for us.
So you have, you know, the Sphinx man, you know, he's talking about, yeah, he's talking about, you know, you heard the CEO of BlackRock say, so China's doing good. China's, listen, the people don't even own the land underneath them. Yeah. It's all owned by the government. And Xi,
well, just, close to
the parliament just voted him in. They did the vote. Okay. So now he has the same powers as Mao, and he's an emperor. You know, wow, the reports are now. And so how can you compare China to America in regards to, and he came around the end, he says, you know, obviously America's deregulation and things that are happening, which is the Paris Agreement has been ended where they're going to transfer our wealth to the world.
He was the lone leader,
yeah,
who said no.
Yeah.
And it was because you're right. It was American taxpayers' money. It was going to go completely overseas.
And if it was good for America, he would have kept it.
Right.
But it's like, it's just transferring our money around the world. Which could have happened if God would not have had mercy. That's what America was facing.
Yeah.
You know, America didn't deserve the mercy that God gave us. But, hey, you can't say that he didn't give us mercy. I mean, we have a, God has a destiny for America. He has some things that he wants to accomplish with America, and thank God,
yeah,
because of the covenant spoken over America.
I believe one of those words, I think it was 2016, was it was a turnaround year.
Yeah.
You know, and that was the election. It was a turnaround year, and who knew that our nation was going to turn around that fast? And it's only, I mean, been a year, year and a half.
And we had to prophesy for so long about what God was saying. And when you're prophesying about things, you know, based on my experience, God's showing you, you know, what's going on, but you're speaking what God wants to go on. So you're seeing what is, while you're speaking what will be if people respond to God.
That's right.
And so you don't, I mean, you're walking up to the edge of the cliff and you're still saying, God wants to bless America, but we got to turn around and, like, you don't know if you're going to go over or not.
Well, 2 Chronicles 7:14, yeah, if, you know, yeah, if my people humble, right, themselves and pray. It's a big if.
Yeah, and he says, I will, you know, let a nation rise up or I'll take a nation down. And so when you look at that, you know, it takes a while to shift to the point like, okay, God responded, let's get our...
Is this really happening?
You know, and it's amazing what's going on. I mean, it is amazing. Nothing but the hand of God could be doing this in the world. Of course, you know, this right here, this is actually the same interview going on with
CEO.
Kenneth Chenault. He's the, mm-hmm, CEO of American Express. And understand, American Express is probably the best one to find out consumer confidence and how things are working. And so they're asking him the same question, you know, right after, you know, the CEO of BlackRock. And he's saying, listen, you know, Trump's doing this. Since President Trump got into office, since America voted to put President Donald Trump in office and he brought his policies and his visions, and he's known as probably the only president that ever kept his promises as a candidate. Mm. He's just keeping them and keeping them.
Over-delivering.
Amazing. Over-delivering.
Yeah, over-delivering.
Powerful. So let's see what the CEO of American Express has to say about the success of the economy and the concurrency of President Donald Trump's presidency at the very same time. What does he have to do with it? Check it out.
Table stakes on the economy. We talk a lot about, we see where the stock market is going. But people also talk about the real economy. You have a remarkable pulse on where the consumer is. You see it all. Where are we?
I would say I think overall the consumer is in pretty good shape, but I think as we all understand, we're not talking about a robust economy. But what is interesting, if you look around the world, the economy has been relatively stable in a range of markets. I don't think that's happened for quite a while. And if you'd asked me a year ago, how would you feel? I would have told you I've got concerns in this region and this region. And we're at a point in time where, in fact, things are holding up pretty well. That said, what you're seeing is a demarcation in performance because there are some companies, in fact, many companies, that have not been able to take advantage of the stability. And, in fact, we're banking on seeing an improvement in the economy. And so the consumer is, they're certainly spending. We're certainly seeing that on our cards. They certainly want experiences They like to travel. And we're seeing from a millennial perspective a strong interest both in our products and services, but also experiences and travel.
Good holiday season coming?
I'm not going to predict what the holiday season is going to be, but what I would say is that the last few quarters for us, we've been very encouraged about the spending.
So I don't know, a year ago, which is talking about under President Obama, that I never would have thought there had been stability in the government, but in the global economy. I've never seen global stability in the economy like this before. It's so powerful. People are traveling. Well, remember the reason why we didn't travel? Because we were getting beheaded around the world.
That's right.
ISIS was developing a caliphate. You know, our president at that time was saying he's trying to do something about it, and it got stronger and stronger. And we're watching, you know, James Foley, a journalist, lose his head, and we're watching a British soldier get his head literally decapitated in Great Britain. Yes, it is because of the policies of our current president and what God has done in the earth. I mean, literally, yeah. They have done away with the Syrian caliphate.
ISIS, he destroyed
ISIS,
them.
Yeah, destroyed them.
Destroyed them.
And they're around.
Yeah, but he's decimated them. Not only that, let's not forget that he's traveled the entire globe.
Yeah.
Making deals in Saudi Arabia, dealing with TPP, the Trade Pacific Partnership. He's dealing with NAFTA. He went over to the Asians and you know all those countries there. Tremendous amount of deals.
Well, we got to go to the break here, but he also went to Vietnam and he went to the Vietnamese people and he said, "Listen, we got to fix this imbalance." And they said, "Well, we basically have the money to do it." And he says, "You buy coal, don't you?" And he said, "Yes." "Well, you need to buy it from America, from West Virginia," which totally changed the economy, and it balanced it. It's just wisdom. The prophecy was by Kim Clement was God would give this particular leader, whoever he put in office, to be able to give them the wisdom. Literally, I think it was called a brilliance or something that God was going to give him to be able to make these things nobody even thought of. The big thing is American Express and BlackRock are saying it's amazing economy, 401ks are up, we're blessed, the global economy is being stabilized, and it's only been a year. This is amazing. We want to hear from you. What is your comments on that? Have you gotten a pay raise? Have you seen some money, more money in your check? You know, comment below, write to us, email us, let us know, because we love hearing from you, and we want to be able to, you know, God is doing this, so we want to be able to thank God and praise God for what he's doing. Maybe you're getting a house. Maybe you're able to get a car. Maybe you just got a raise. Many people are getting bonuses all around. You know, let us know. Let's just share in our community about what God is doing.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.